RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that geologist Sierra is making $72,000 a year. All right, on the phone with us now is Angela, who lives in Olympia. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, congratulations, first and foremost. You won tickets to the big reveal just for calling in today.
Thank you.
Right on, right on, Angela. So we'll see you on the 30th at the Muckleshoot Casino for whoever is going to play.
All right.
Going to be pretty fun. All right, and so Angela, as far as your profession and why you called in, you are a hairstylist, correct?
Yes.
Oof. All right, these are tough for me. I have no idea. So, Angela, we'll put a minute on the clock and just ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we're going to play a song. We're going to think it all over, come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary as a hairstylist. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, Angela. Gabe, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, on your mark, get set, and go.
How long have you been a hairstylist?
34 years.
Ooh. Do you own your own business?
Nope.
How many other chairs are there in your salon?
Probably about 8.
Do you work in Olympia?
Yes, I do.
Are you married?
Yes.
Have you worked in the same location for that long?
No, I haven't.
What would you say is the average cost of a service that you do every day?
About $23.
Do you do color?
Nope.
Oh, men or women, haircuts?
Both.
How long is the wait time to get an appointment with Angela?
There is no wait time. We take walk-ins only, or you can charge check on our website.
Sorry for interrupting you. Do you charge for no-shows?
We give a discount for military.
Yeah, so there you go. All right. Angela, have you ever called in before for Share Your Salary?
No.
Okay. This is reminding me of another Share Your Salary. Remember that one? Okay, you remember that one. This is okay. Yeah. This is okay. All right. You guys, Gabe, do you know what I'm talking about?
Supercuts.
The most underpaid manager of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. Okay. So, all right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, we don't know if that's her situation or not. So. I'm not fishing here. All right. If you think you got an idea, and I think we kind of know where this might be headed, text in your guess right now to 253-642-WOLF. Make sure you put your name and where you live on those text messages because, we'll pick one and use it as our guess. But if you think you got a clue here, Angela in Olympia, she's the hairstylist. 34 years in the game. Is it getting paid off? You're going to find out next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Angela. She lives in Olympia, and she is a hairstylist. Now, Gabe, we just learned a lot. You want to recap?
Yeah, so she's been a hairstylist for 34 years. She said there's 8 other chairs in her salon. She is based out of Olympia. She's married. She said the average service that she charges is $23, so she's just doing haircuts, both male and female cuts.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So we're kind of feeling like a bigger chain. We've had somebody similar on before. So, Gabe, you're up first. You were the winner the last time we played.
Yeah, so we had a gal on, I want to say it was about a year ago, and she had been a manager at a salon for around the same amount of time, and she was severely underpaid.
Severely.
So I'm kind of going to go that route a little bit, even though she's been doing it for 34 years. Mason, he's 12. In Tacoma, he said 37.
Okay. Captain Ron, you thinking higher or lower?
I want to say I'm hoping for a little bit higher, but I'm kind of in the same the same idea. So Travis and Shelton, he said 46, and that's what I'm going to go with.
All right. Oh, there was a giggle there. Okay. I think you might have gone too high, which makes my guess even worse. Because, yeah, I'm going with my heart on here. I just always hope for the best, but I think Gabe's probably got this one today. And somebody also, Deanna from Bremerton, texted in. She said she was thinking 62 with all the tips, because tips are a big part of what you do. So I'm going to go with McGee and Shelton with $48,000 mm-hmm. a year. Okay, I didn't get a giggle.
Yeah, you're still fishing.
I'm fishing, man. This one's tough. All right, well, I say that's it. Let's figure out, you know, what you're actually making here, Angela and Olympia. It is time to share your salary as a hairstylist. A little early on that one. Sorry.
$75,000 with
tips. Oh! Okay.
I think we got misled.
Yeah, we got hoodwinked, as they say.
Yeah, bamboozled.
On that deal. All right, do you want to say where you work, Angela? Does that matter?
It's actually Great Clips in Lacey.
Okay. Oh. That was so funny. Somebody texted and said, I hope this is Lisa from Great Clips in Lakewood Town Center. So somebody thought you were somebody, but your name's Angela, so I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
What was the chain that hired our last friend that was grossly underpaid?
It was Great Clips.
Was it Great Clips, Angela?
Yeah, it was Great Clips.
But she doesn't get tips, so is that why she would make less?
Probably, because tips are, they're like a fourth of, it depends on what you're doing in the company. I'm an assistant manager, and I've been working for this company.
Do you have to share your tips?
No.
Let's talk about that real quick, because I just got my hair trimmed up on Friday. I'm always a little bit unclear of how much to tip. Is it just a 20% deal like at restaurants?
It varies. Some people tip a little bit. Some people tip you quite a bit. It just depends on that. Plus, you get your requests that always tip you a little more. It depends on how hard you work. I mean, I do, on the average, between 22 to 27 haircuts a day.
Oh my word.
Gosh.
What kind of shoes are you wearing for maximum comfort?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to go have back surgery, so.
Oh, honey. Well, you know, hairstylists, it's crazy. Like, I know a buddy of mine, his wife does this, and she only works like 2 days a week. She's charging hundreds of dollars for doing the hairstyling.
The coloring, yeah.
And all that. Yeah. And I think she does really, really well. Have you ever thought about bumping up your game a little bit and going for some bigger money? I mean, you're making good money.
No. I'm getting too old for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I like what I do. I enjoy it. I enjoy my coworkers and everything, so.
Oh, good for you.
If somebody came in for a $40, let's say a $35 haircut, and they left you $5 for a tip, are you okay? Is that a good tip?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We don't, okay. We charge $23 a haircut, and then for people over 65, it's $21, or under 10, it's $21.
It's a pretty good deal. Great Clips has got some bargains there. Yeah, you probably do a lot of kid haircuts, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got a treasure box over there?
Yeah, we give out dum-dums for them. They like
treasure
that.
Box.
Don't you remember that? When I used to go get my haircut at this little place, literally with the barbershop with the red and blue, white, you know, pole,
they had a
treasure box. And if you were a good boy, you got to walk over and get a little toy out of the treasure
box.
That's
like the dentist.
Yeah. It was like made it. I loved getting my haircut because I got a treasure box. But Angela, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And we cannot wait to hang out with you at the big reveal.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. You will get you a nice, comfortable chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
With back support.
Yeah. All right. Angela, hold on 1 second. We'll make sure we have everything we need from you for your big reveal tickets. And again, if you want to call in tomorrow for Share Your Salary, we got the same thing. Tickets for the big reveal.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.